This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational living. We would like to once again express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational living and to interact and to share with each of you once again. Now, as is our custom, before we begin on this afternoon, we would once again suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication, the opportunity for you to be involved in a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And as a result of that silent communication or that telepathic interaction, many times the information that you receive is much more pertinent to your individual needs than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And once again, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into that meditative state and participate in that silent communication or telepathic interaction. And as always, once again, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we continuously come back to the basics of your reality creation process, because it is the foundation from which you create not only this vibrational level that you exist in, but any other reality that you may choose to exist in. Your reality, your day-to-day activities, the experiences that you have in all levels of consciousness are a validation of the belief systems that you hold. And the result of your so-called higher self or spark of consciousness or whatever it is you wish to call who you are, giving to you that which you desire. Giving to you validation of your desires and belief systems without exception. And for many it becomes difficult in your awake consciousness to state, to break it down to that simple element. And yet we challenge you. In any particular reality that you are involved in and experiencing, to reflect upon the beliefs that you hold surrounding that particular element. Beliefs that have to do with what one chooses to hold as personal beliefs or societal beliefs or human consciousness beliefs, and the combination of all of those elements that are validated as a result of that experience. The simplest and most important piece of information that we can grant to each of you is that your reality is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It is your creation. We suggest to you many times and have in this incarnational period and in many other incarnational periods when we interact with each of you. That the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. It seems like such a simple statement, and yet when you reflect upon that statement, what we're suggesting is that there are no limitations to the creation that you experience, not only in this particular level of your consciousness and your so-called awakened consciousness state, but in all of the levels of consciousness that you experience. There are no limitations except those which you impose upon yourselves. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Look at the so-called inventions that you experience and have experienced in your so-called history. And realize that each of them started out at some point as someone's imagination. Imagine what it would be like if we could fly. Imagine. Imagine what it would be like if we could communicate with someone who existed on the far side of our Earth systems instantaneously. Imagine. And as a result of that imagination, and as a result of not only the imagination, but then the desire that sparked the imagination coming together to put in place the expectation that it's possible that perhaps we can achieve that. And then the belief system to validate the imagination that yes, we can do that. And as a result of the beliefs, you begin to make the choices and decisions. You begin to hold the feelings that are necessary to have that expectation to breathe what was once an illusion and imaginary thought into being. And you create it. Imagination. We've suggested many times to utilize your imagination in your creation process. Understand what it is that you desire. Be very specific. Be very specific in the imagination. For once again, the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Now it becomes much more difficult to utilize huge changes when it is a human consciousness belief system that you're attempting to change. Not impossible, but much more difficult. And even, although not as difficult, still more difficult to alter what we refer to as a societal belief system as opposed to the alteration of your individual belief systems. Not impossible, but more difficult. We attempt to suggest that you are one, and yet you are separate. We tell you that you are all that is, and yet you are nothing. You are the most minute that you can imagine. For you see, unless you are also the most minute that you can imagine, then how can you be all that is? It's a paradox. It's what makes it difficult to give you an explanation of who and what you truly are, and yet you are all one. We have suggested that you, as entities, exist in each and every atom of the entire universe, and yet you are separate. And yet, as you are all one, many times, when you are utilizing your imagination to and bring into your reality some type of invention that can influence and alter your entire civilization existence. You still seem quite amazed that there are other entities in other parts of your universe, in other parts of your world, who are holding the same imagination, who are attempting to bring into the reality that which they desire through the utilization of an imagination in an alteration that's exactly the same as someone's imagination on the other side of your earth at the same time. You are all that is. You are one. It should not come as a surprise that you are not separate, not only in your connection with each other, but in the thoughts that you hold. And when those imaginary thoughts, those imaginations, are such that they are held by many at your so-called human conscious level, then the chances of that becoming a reality in your so-called awakened consciousness state is enhanced many, many times, because it begins to become first a societal and then a human consciousness belief system. Each of you in this so-called present incarnational period accept without any type of reservations that it's possible for you to travel from one point to another in a very short period of time. From whatever means that may be, you can fly there in some areas of your so-called world. You can get there through the use of other means of transportation that, although not as fast as flying, are certainly way beyond what you in your so-called past would have ever believed was possible. In your so-called past, if you were to go back 2 or 3 centuries, the thought that one could traverse this entire continent within one day would not only be looked upon as being utterly ridiculous, but you would be looked upon as being out of touch with your time, absolutely, without question. To go back to that same period and to express the concept that it will be possible to communicate with anyone throughout your entire Earth system instantaneously, to hear the transfer of that particular voice and personality instantaneously would be viewed as incomprehensible. And yet through imagination, through desires and expectation, through different belief systems that you have altered in this particular incarnational period, you accept that as being an absolute. There's no question that that's possible. There may be interruptions, but nonetheless, even the interruptions, you understand, have certain limitations, and that providing many of the other necessary elements remain in place, you expect to have a continuation of that ability to experience that travel or to experience that communication. You expect it. You believe it. You don't have to imagine it anymore. It's there. And yet there are others who continue to imagine beyond those possibilities. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. It doesn't matter what other sources of information you seek from us. All comes back to those simple and yet powerful pieces of information. You create your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection and a validation of the beliefs you hold. If you change a belief, you will change your reality without exception. The rest is illusionary. And so, when you ask questions like, what are the type of possible realities can you experience? What do you believe? When you wonder, are there other sources of life living outside of your universe? What do you believe? When you ask the questions of, is it possible for us to reincarnate into different areas in our world system, in our universe? What do you believe? The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. This reality, although it certainly is very important and has significance to what it is that you're creating, nonetheless is illusionary. You are all that is. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. As difficult as that is to comprehend, when you begin to grasp that concept, then you understand that each of you are one, and yet each of you are separate. Difficult to grasp, and yet it is the key to understanding who and what you truly are, that you are all that is. And so when you ask the questions, and we come back to you with a simple reply, what do you believe? Because you see, what you believe is far more important than what our answer is. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. How do you alter your reality? Change your belief. How do you change your belief? Pay attention to what it is that you truly desire. What it is that you truly expect when you're involved in an interaction. Utilize your imagination of what it would be like to alter your reality. The spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. It validates the belief you hold without suggesting for an instant that you should or should not have that experience. It gives to you that which you desire. It validates your belief system. You validate your belief system without exception. If you don't like your reality, change your belief. You change your belief by paying attention to your spontaneous attitudes. You pay attention to what it is that you expect to gain or to lose from any particular interaction with another. Know who you are. Know who you are in terms of lacking that individual that you see when you look into the mirror. If you don't like who you are, then it's very difficult to hold the expectation to achieve that which you desire. Yeah, I'd like to be involved in a certain type of relationship, but it never happens for me. And when you have those conflicting belief systems, that spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire. Validate the belief system. If you don't believe you're worthy, then you will have all types of reality experiences to validate that belief system. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You have the human consciousness belief systems, you have the societal belief systems, and you have the individual belief systems that interact with each other to create the reality that you experience. It's really that simple. We understand that it appears much more complicated, but it is really that simple. And if you wish to alter your reality once again, know what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination to experience in your subconsciousness what it would be like to be involved in that reality that you desire, and then have the expectation to bring it into your reality, to bring it into your interactions with other individuals of your day-to-day activities. And if you don't feel that you have that expectation, then you go back to what it is that you believe. Like who you are, love yourself consciously, and you will have the expectation that it's possible for you to create the reality that you desire, to alter belief systems. Imagination, a very powerful tool, one that we would suggest that you will experience more success should you practice it on a daily basis. You see, you still exist within the limitations that you put in place of that veil. You still exist within the limitations of the so-called human consciousness belief systems. And evolutionary processes involved in your day-to-day activities validate your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state, and yet very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to step outside of, to suggest that it doesn't exist, when everything around you is suggesting that it does exist. Everything around you is suggesting that time and space are real. And so, many times, you will achieve more success by operating within the limitations that you put upon your creation process. And by utilizing imagination over a period of time, you can indeed see minor changes that accumulate into a huge change in your reality creation process that are accomplished through this belief and through this acceptance of time and space having an influence upon your reality in your awakened consciousness state. Because you see, you agreed to participate in that creation process. You put in place that human consciousness belief system, and it's very difficult to step outside of it. Many times much easier to work within that limitations than to attempt to work outside of those limitations. You can still achieve that which you desire. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And if you don't utilize your imagination, then it becomes very difficult to alter your reality. And imagination is an important part of that creation process, as we've suggested many, many times. The irony of it is that many times as you reach your so-called adult state in a particular incarnational period, you have a tendency to put the imagination off to the side as being unimportant. It's like, oh, you're just imagining. Oh, that's just like a childhood fantasy. And yet, those individuals who utilize their imagination, who imagine what it would be like to have experiences that many of your other entities existing in your awakened consciousness state look upon as being rather ludicrous, are many times the individuals who are on the leading edge of your so-called inventions, the leading edge of your so-called technological advances. Those individuals who are viewed as just being imaginary. So utilize your imagination. Use it. Put it into practice. Understand what it is that you desire to experience. Be very specific. Utilize your imagination and have the expectation to bring it into your reality. And if you don't have the expectation, if you look upon it as being not possible, then you go back and work on changing your belief systems to where you believe that it is possible, to where you believe that you do have the expectation where you are worthy of experiencing the reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. That is the most important information that we can give you. Utilize it. It is the key to creating what you consciously desire. It is the key to understanding who and what you truly are. The answers are within inside each of you. You have but to search. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You create your reality and you cannot fail. All the rest is illusionary. All the rest is up for grabs. All the rest is only limited by your imagination. Now, we would rest for a moment or two, and if they have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And we would remind you once again that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intention. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.